Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. I was just downloading a song. I haven't been here in a couple of months. I'm on the air. I kind of forget some stuff I used to say when I came on the air. I'm Fire Moth Spirit Warrior. I'm here today to say we are all still here on Earth. It's October 10th, the day before my birthday. And I'm wondering if a song will play. See here. I'm just uploading it. See if it works. Well, I have not been in the air in 2 months and wondering what I was going to talk about, but maybe I will just ramble or go over a few things from the last few straggling shows I did. We are still here on Earth. No apocalypse, no asteroids hitting Earth yet. We are still polluting the Earth at an alarming rate, and poverty still prevails. And I'm pausing here because I was trying to do two things at one time. Download a song. I don't see how I can even play it. But we'll see. I was going to play Our Rights for bringing the show on. I haven't played it in a while, so hopefully it won't be too old. And it's just about done downloading, and then maybe I can sort out exactly what I'm going to go over. But it's still processing my audio for Our Rights. So I just wanted to go over a couple of things. There was a series of prophecies that were lining up with this full moon that we haven't seen with the lunar eclipse in many years. And there were some believers that we were going to... that Earth would end as we know it by the end of September. I was curious about that. It didn't feel like anything was really going to go wrong. But then again, the only literature I have to go by with anything to reference to is Jesus said in the Bible that we wouldn't know when, but to be ready. So I don't know what that means. And then it also says in there too that if we follow certain signs and wonders that we might be able to actually track when around his possible return. I remember my mom not believing it anymore. She said, back in the 50s that there was a huge people out rallying and whatnot, and, you know, save your soul, Jesus is coming back. And I guess it left quite a huge fingerprint on her life because it was so intense. I guess maybe as she was a little girl, or I don't know how old she was, and then that never happened. And I wonder how many faith believers or ex-faith believers figured or wondered if God would return. And then he never did. And the world keeps getting worse, and poverty keeps accelerating. It's prevailing. And pollution of the earth is at an alarming rate. Animals and insects becoming extinct from the use of pesticides and nasty chemicals to farm or just simply to keep people's lawns pretty has jeopardized a good portion of the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom. And I just wondered when the people that are running the earth are finally going to get their fucking head out of their ass, the ones that have the money to pull stuff together, the ones that probably own most of the oil, when they're going to get their fucking head out of their ass and start giving back what they took, how they promote pollution, how they allow these things to go on, how factories are still being placed in third world countries where they can freely pollute with no restrictions. It's hard to not just get totally sick and tired of what you see. I know I don't look much anymore. I just try to live day to day with my family and have a good time while I'm here on Earth each day. But if you really kind of sit back and maybe take some alone time or just to sit and really think about the way the world is going, and there's only going to be a demise of destruction at the end of this road. We simply can't keep doing what we're doing to the earth, which was our home. So that means, like, if each of us had our own home, which hopefully a good majority of us do, but actually we don't. But say we each had our own home, which we do. We don't. Some do, some don't. I'm not using the right word. Okay, our home. Okay, I'm going to use my home as an example. So the earth is our home, and it's a home to many animals and many insects and people and species and plant life and trees. But say that we just took the house that we live in, and we sprayed pesticides daily in the house, sprayed them on the house. What else could I do to it? Not have any food. No, that doesn't work. Just say that the house that I live in, I just single-handedly every single day destroyed it in some capacity or another. But it's actually the house that I live in. So that would be kind of an oxymoron, wouldn't it? But yet, that's exactly what we do to the earth every single day. The big smoke pipes, smoke chimney stacks in the air all around the world, polluting, polluting, polluting. The only thing that I kind of hope for one day is just that stops. Like that, it's like we're incapable of running those places and that we simply would have to come back to simple living. Driving everywhere, the gasoline usage, I don't know. Let's just play a song. It looks like it downloaded right this time. And I'll be back in 4 minutes.
Where are our rights going?
hope everyone is having a marvelous day. I wonder if anyone ever wondered what the barking is and stuff. Sorry. Oh, you guys. Get her. Yeah, they're trying to get his dog or something. Come on. No, they... Well, that was a wonderful interruption. A neighbor had their dog loose. Whew. My son is home, so go back to... Whew. Well, that was nothing like a crazy interruption at the 15-minute mark of the show. So what that song is going over is we don't really know who the dark side is, if there's a leader of that. The Bible says there is. Angel of darkness, and that he would be able to deceive the entire land of people by the time it's done and said, to the point where nobody will believe that there is a God. A good majority of people. Now we don't really know who that Satan is. It could be a group. It could be one person. It'd be a government entity. I'm doing my show right now. And the whole show's ruined. So with the dog episode, I'm probably just going to leave it on there. I don't care. I don't know why that ass would let his dog loose next to my dogs. With no tie, no leash. So, I was waiting for Locked Up to process. I think it's still processing the audio. And I'm just simply running out of things to say. I don't know if somebody should really talk for over an hour. I mean, how can you really talk for almost an hour? I can barely talk for a half hour. How could somebody give an entire hour sermon is beyond me without having people just bored to death. My book's published, The Wispy Princess and the Rainbow Mist. I guess I could read that. 13 minutes. Thought I would cover everything in one that I've gone over in the last 6 months. Once upon a time, there lived the Wispy Princess, and she lived in a stone cottage in the Rocky Mountains with her great aunt and great uncle. Wispy Princess lived far away from any people in the mountains, so she learned to make friends with little forest creatures. Her best friends were Praying Mantis and Luna Moth. They spent all their sad, happy living, eating, napping, and sleeping hours together. Their most favorite activity to do was to fish along the streams and rivers near the forest, especially the spot during the special part of the day when the sun hits the waterfalls and it creates rainbow mist through it, and the fish would jump and jump and jump and jump. There was only one special part of the day when this rainbow would appear. Well, one day while they were fishing in the special spot, Luna Moth was zooming around Wispy Princess and Praying Mantis, saying, "Please, please, let's go into the rainbow mist. I bet it's really cool." Wispy Princess really wanted to go, but Praying Mantis reminded her of what her aunt and uncle had told her. You can do anything anywhere, but never cross over through the rainbow mist when it appears, or you will be taken to another world to maybe never return. Luna Moth was insistent, and Wispy Princess was ready for an adventure. And Praying Mantis dragged behind, shaking his head, saying, "This is a really bad idea, I think." However, these two were his best friends, and they were all each other had other than her aunt and uncle. So onward they went during the hour of the rainbow mist, only tumble and tumble and then be whisked up by the biggest butterflies in the whole universe, to then be placed on the biggest bough of the biggest oak tree in the whole universe, to only sit there in sheer fright, realizing they could not see the ground through the tallest tree in the universe. They could barely breathe right because their heart was blocking their throats. Then they heard a loud but soothing voice as it resonated through their being. As the voice spoke, it said many wise things to them. You will always have impulse and you always have the ability to reason about what is and is not a good idea. However, if you can remember deep in your heart is where I live, and you can remember in your heart always that I, God, the Creator, love all my children, and I always will. I encourage each and every child to follow their heart, which is where I dwell, and listen to for that soft reasoning and positive message and or directions from me, your Creator. I will always protect you and know that the earth life that I am returning you to finish out your individual mission, the earth life I am returning you to can be very painful and difficult sometimes. However, I will wipe away all your tears each time, even if you do not feel it on earth. I am. Always seek my light when darkness gets you down. Look for the glimmer of light to run back to. Many people may break your heart, and you will probably break many hearts too. But please, whatever you do, try not to harden your heart. I will carry your burdens. Always apologize for your wrongs, but if you have people in your life who are cold and do not say they are sorry, maybe find new friends to hang with. Do not let them poison your heart. Many will try to do this on earth to make you bitter and cold like them. Darkness hates light. There is always more to the earthly realm than meets the eye. The biggest deception put forth for all humankind is to make you believe earth is all there is and that I do not exist to guide your life. Always be a voice for those who have none, when you can. Now I will return you to your earthly mission. Hold strong to your heart, because this is where I am to get you through the worst test on that earth. Never stay somewhere that you feel abused and tell someone safe that can help you get somewhere safe. Try to always return to love in all things, and those who do not support your dreams, step away from them. Your dreams are between you and me. I am your Creator, God, not them. And quicker than a flash, they were standing in their favorite spot to fish, line casted already and all, and they were pleased and grateful to be back home to finish out their life mission. Not much was said about the meeting they just had. They just grinned and figured it would be nice to just admire the rainbow mist from afar now, like they had been told, because they may not come back if they visit again to finish their mission on earth from God, because that is why they are here. Whatever that mission may be, big or small, or maybe even barely ever noticed by the naked eye, the mission they would discover as they grow older, because it probably lines up with the passion that God put in their hearts or something. They also were in awe of what they learned about themselves and would keep it deep in their heart forever. The meeting that made their little knees shake and their heart felt like it was going to stop. Well, my one file never quite processed, so I'm going to depart for today after reading my book. We are polluting the earth at an alarming rate, and poverty still prevails. And then someone would say, well, what does she expect us to do about it? Cry out to your officials. Cry out to the rich. Cry out to those that run the world. Let them know what you think. Let them know that you know the truth. That's all. Okay, everyone have a glorious day. And I will end it with our rights.
We are all right.
From Fire Moss Spirit Warrior. Speak out.